Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I know it's like a dream come true for you, and you're welcome. I'm glad I can help you out with that. Pat Sigmund is our guest. Pat's not a new friend. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. She's the founder of LPS Consulting, which helps companies manage their, get the most out of their information systems and their people. And she's our good friend, Pat Sigmund. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Pat, there's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of stuff going bump in the night in the marketplace. We got a lot of scary things in the news, Europe, the United States, you know, we got our own problems here, right? But there's something that I keep reminding people, or I've been lately especially been reminding people about. The United States has a $15 trillion economy right now. That's a lot of buying and selling. Mm-hmm. And somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere that you sell right now. It might as well be you. And if that's what's happening, if you're actually saying, okay, yeah, I'm a little concerned about the future and I don't know what's going on with the stock market and blah, 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 but I seem to be putting a few more rocks in the box these days. Should I believe that? Should I plan for that? Should I staff for that? Should I buy for that? Well, how do you help them with that, Pat?
Well, that's exactly what's going on. Anyone who might have some business happening, they're afraid, and it's good news. But in yesteryear, they probably, if they had more business right this moment than they had last year, they would hire another person, mm-hmm. maybe open another office, expand, blah, blah, blah. That's not happening. As we all know, we hear it every day on the news. So being productive and changing what each person is doing is all you can do with, like, trying to get blood out of a stone almost.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to handle new business when you don't know if it's going to continue? You can't hire, you can't increase your staff. How do you become more productive in your day in order to get more work done and handle the new business that might go away tomorrow? That's
mm-hmm.
what we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And productivity tools that you can have and use. And, I bought people iPads and, you know, using Outlook and learning how to handle emails so that you're not sitting there all day answering them and you're dealing with the cream of the crop that you need to deal with each day. And these are things that primarily you start with. There's a lot you can do, but we're really trying to do more in a business day just in case that more goes away in a few weeks.
And the interesting thing about that is as you accomplish that and as more and more businesses are accomplishing that, that's how we're growing the economy, even as slow as it may be. We're growing the economy without putting much of a dent, if anything, in the unemployment situation, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And you know, there are other things that are happening, for instance, where in a lot of businesses I'm involved in, my own business, when you have more work than you can handle, you would hire a new person, you would have health insurance, all these costs, training, whatever. There's a whole underground market of, not even underground, but a whole bunch of people who
right.
work part-time across the whole country, so you can connect with people on LinkedIn and Facebook, people you don't know. Get
mm-hmm.
their resumes, hire someone for 10, 20 hours a week instead of the full-time person.
Right.
Now,
those are the free agents, the freelancers, right?
Yeah, and they're not, they're looking for jobs, these people.
There's actually a freelance community out there. There's a website for them, too, isn't it? I've forgotten the name of it. It's,
I don't know that.
Google
I just
freelancing,
know everywhere.
Folks. But seriously, no, if you need somebody to do something that you don't need them to be right under your nose, you can hire these people on a contract basis, can't you?
Exactly. And other tasks, other things that maybe your inside people were doing, and maybe now you could have them do production tasks for clients, but you can outsource publicity, PR, marketing tasks.
Right.
Very small little tasks. There's endless choices that you have. So redistribution of your employees and of the production that they're doing in order to save their jobs and not hire someone that you have to let go right away until you really know and you feel much safer about the economy and about moving forward.
You know, Pat, give us your website, please.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
The book is called 6 Steps to Creating Profit by Patricia Sigmon, S-I-G-M-O-N. We're going to take a quick break. Pat, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the emotional part of this thing that we've been talking about, this decision. How do I grow? How do I decide to grow? How do I know? How do I have confidence in myself when everything's so negative around me? I want to talk about the emotional side of that when we come back. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.